This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. A group suing a longtime resort community near Petoskey wants a judge to decide the case without a trial. At Bayview Association, only practicing Christians are allowed to own property at the Methodist resort. The people bringing the lawsuit say the rule is illegal under federal and state law, but Bayview leaders disagree. Morgan Springer has been covering this story for IPR, and she's here to bring us the latest. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's this case all about?
Okay, so Bayview has about 400 cottages there, and they restrict ownership of those cottages to practicing Christians. The people who own those cottages, they have to have had a letter from their clergy and interviews and support from people. And the lawsuit says that's illegal. That's illegal under state law. That's illegal under federal law. And one of the specific federal laws they point to is the Fair Housing Act, which says you can't discriminate when it comes to housing based on a number of things, including religion.
What does Bayview say?
Bayview says they're not breaking the law. And when it comes to the Fair Housing Act, they say they're exempt under the Fair Housing Act as a religious organization. And the act does have an exemption for religious organizations that are affiliated to a specific church. And Bayview says, look, we were founded as a Methodist camp over a century ago. We have a loose affiliation with the United Methodist Church. We practice specific principles that are connected to the Methodist Church, and we're operating within the law.
And how has the group challenging Bayview responded to that line of argument?
With that specific argument, they say, no, Bayview is not a religious organization, because they say, the plaintiffs that is, that the religious exemption is actually pretty narrow. You need to be strongly affiliated with a church in order to be considered for this exemption, and you can't have property there sold for profit. So a good example of an institution that would be exempt would be like a monastery that's clearly connected with a church and where it can limit who's actually able to live there based on religion.
Who is Anne Reese Pollen?
She's one of the people behind the lawsuit. She grew up going to Bayview, loves Bayview. Her parents own property at Bayview. Her father was ordained as a Congregationalist minister. But Anne Reese Pollen, when she grew up, she converted to Judaism. And about 10 years ago, she applied for membership to Bayview because she wanted to be able to inherit her parents' cottage. And when she applied for membership, she was denied because she's Jewish. And what that means is that she cannot inherit or own any property at Bayview.
You've also spoken to people who support the current rules at Bayview. What did you learn from them?
I spoke to a man named Dick Crossland. He's also been going to Bayview for years, loves Bayview. He says Bayview is open and inclusive. Anyone can rent property at Bayview, regardless of religion. Anyone can attend the concerts and plays that they have there at Bayview. But he says when it comes to membership, when it comes to the people who actually make decisions about Bayview, he wants it to be in the hands of people who are practicing Christians, because he says Bayview is special, and it's special because it has moved forward through the century as a Christian organization, and he wants it to stay that way.
What happened last week?
So last week, both sides, the plaintiffs and the defense, that's Bayview, they filed separate documents that basically ask a judge to make a decision right now, because they say, look, judge, you have all the information you need in front of you to make a decision. When it comes to the plaintiffs, the people suing Bayview, they are asking a judge to look at the facts, look at the case, and decide, yes, Bayview is violating state and federal law, and Bayview needs to stop those practices immediately and open up property ownership to people of any religion. When it comes to the defense, it's a little more complicated. They're asking a judge to throw out specific aspects of the case. For example, they want a judge to say that the fact that the plaintiffs are seeking money damages because they've say they've lost housing opportunity because they can't, you know, inherit or buy houses because they're not practicing Christians. They want a judge to say that's not legal. They can't collect money damages as a group suing Bayview.
When will a judge respond to the motions?
What happens first is both sides independently respond to each other's motions that have been filed, and then they respond again. And then in July, a judge will hear oral arguments that are specific to these requests that have been filed. And then eventually, and it could take a little while, the judge will make a decision as to whether or not they believe that there are enough facts here to make a decision.
Morgan Springer, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.